Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today's topic is on autism. And I'm going to talk about one specific study that might be somewhat helpful in diagnosis, but let me go back over why I'm talking about this. Autism is a disorder that is become somewhat highly prevalent in the United States. If you go back to the 1960s, there were 4 or 5 cases of autism per every 10,000 births. And recent research suggests it's either between 1 in 500 or 1 in 166 births in the United States. Now, autism has a huge range, running from high-end Asperger's to the severely impaired autistic children at the low end. But I have some questions about the diagnosis and the increase. You know, there's some argument out there that the increase is due to environmental factors or genetic factors, or even the mercury preservatives used in vaccines like the MMR vaccine. But none of that has been definitively proved, and I don't have an answer for that. But I just wonder if maybe we're over-diagnosing this particular disorder. But in any case, let me go back to the study I wanted to talk about today. And it was a study from the MIND Institute at the University of California, Davis, by Dr. Natick. And it was in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine this month. And essentially, it was a simple study in which they divided, they had two groups, a group of control groups, which this bit in a group that children who had no Asperger's or autism in their family, and a group of children who were at risk because they had a sibling who had autism. And what they simply did was stood behind the children and called their names a couple of times. And if the children responded, they passed. And if the children didn't respond, they failed. At 6 months, there was really no difference. But at 12 months, 100% of the infants in the control group passed. And 86% of the at-risk group passed. Now, when you look at the numbers as opposed to percentages, you find out that the at-risk group consisted of 101 children, and the control group had 46. So it looks like 86 passed and 15 didn't in the at-risk group, and 46 passed in the control group. Now, so we're talking about 15 children. But when they studied these kids a year later, half of the children who had been diagnosed with autism had failed the test, and 39% of the children who were later diagnosed as having developmental delay also failed the test. Now, again, we're talking small numbers here, but it's a simple test that suggests that maybe pediatricians should look at their children at 1 month, 1 year, and simply just call their names and see if they respond. And maybe parents should also do that. So you want to see if your child can actually respond to their name at 1 year. Again, we're talking about statistical differences, and we're talking about small numbers, and this is a preliminary study. So it's not hard rock science here, and it's not anything that's highly definitive. It's just a correlational study, but it's interesting. And so essentially, I don't want people running to their doctor saying, Dr. Gurr said my child didn't respond to their name at 1 year, so there's something wrong with them. I'm not really saying that. I'm saying it's something to look at and something that may be diagnostic in view of the fact that one of the core problems with kids with autism is they don't socially relate. And I think it's important to teach them how to relate as early as possible. And probably social skill training with little kids is important. And if your child doesn't respond, it's more important. Because I think that if someone has an autistic disorder, it's diagnosed too late. So keep this in mind. It's just one little fact. And I hope this helps. And if you want to see more about me, go to my site, my website at drsgurr.com. Till next time, it's Dr. Gurr.